going, Sean?
Good. How are you?
Good. How's everything? How's life?
No. I'm supposed to be interviewing you. I'm going to come clean right off the hop. I have a bit of a TikTok addiction, and I think you may be a little addicted more than I am.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I feel like that's, it really targeted the Gen Zs, but...
And the old guys in their 50s.
And yes, I feel like after COVID, it just, everybody was kind of sucked into the TikTok rabbit hole.
You have so much fun on there, though, and I see the way you interact with your fans. You're so, so personable.
Oh, thanks, Sean. Yeah, it's lots of fun. I like to do lives and stuff on there as well, and it's a great way just to connect with everybody. And what's cool about TikTok in particular is it pushes, you know, your account and stuff out to people all across the world. So you get people from not just Canada, but all sorts of places from different times of day. You know, some people are just waking up as I'm getting ready for bed. So it's, it's a really cool way to connect with others. And that's, you know, my favorite part of music in general.
What's the furthest somebody lives that said, hey, I know your songs?
Oh, gosh. Now you're testing my geography knowledge. Oh, that's very good. But
there we go. That St. Like, Albert High School system is going to be in full display here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I've gotten people from, like, Ireland, Switzerland to, like, Thailand.
No kidding.
It's so crazy to think that somebody in real time is, you know, in a whole other place in the world. That's one of my favorite things to do on lives. I'll just ask, like, what time it is, where they are, what people are doing, just because it's so, you know, fascinating to me that, you know, you can be talking to somebody across the world and seeing what they're up to.
I have to ask, how's the new place?
Oh, love it.
Yeah,
Nashville's been treating me good. It's definitely been a bit daunting just moving here, and, you know, there's so much amazing talent, but at the same time, it's been just as exciting to just get to see all these incredible musicians and artists and writers every day. I feel like it's just pushed my writing and my artistry to next level. So, it's been a really exciting time. And I just think, like, in my 20s, it's kind of like the perfect thing to kind of do to also just experience life somewhere else and just take it all in.
My God, you're in your 20s. I think we met when you were like 13. Oh, my gosh.
Yep.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I know. How time flies.
If mom and dad walk into the new place, what's that one thing in that place that they'd say, yeah, this is Haley's, all right?
See, I got a lot of Dolly Parton themed things. I got a Dolly Parton mug that says Cup of Ambition on it.
Nice.
They also have like a... Yeah, and then it's got a little sign beside it that says, pour myself a cup of ambition, that my mom actually kind of helped put together for me. And then I also have like a Dolly, like, wildflowers picture as well. So I feel like that's very on brand.
If you were channeling somebody when you're live on stage, is it Dolly?
I mean, definitely Dolly. I feel like she's just like an icon and a legend. And so Dolly, a bit of Taylor Swift, maybe even a little bit of Carrie, Shania. We're very lucky that, you know, especially in country music, there's like all the female artists that have broken through are just powerhouses. So I've had a lot to look up to over the years.
And let's be honest, you're one of those powerhouses too, and you're coming to Nashville North July 5th. I'm curious, what shows you like performing the most? The intimate shows? Maybe something in like a Rogers Place or a Saddle Dome, or the big festival shows?
I'm definitely a fan of the festivals. You know, it's funny, like the smaller the crowd, the more nervous I get.
I get that. I get that big time, especially when it comes to emceeing something. I'd much rather have a big valley crowd than 5 or 6 people.
Right. And I think it's because, like, I don't know, it's just you can see when you're in a smaller crowd, everybody's like, you're making direct eye contact with everybody, which can be a little bit intimidating. But with the festival, even though there's so many more people, like, it feels more comforting at home. And maybe that's also just because of the way I was raised. You know, one of the first things, like my first concert when I was 7, I went to my very first Big Valley Jamboree when I was 9. So I think I just feel at home in those places too.
That Nashville North show though, that's a different crowd. They're there to party.
Oh yeah. I'm so excited. I've actually never been, so this is going to be my first time, so I'm going to be enjoying it just as much as an artist as I am a fan, and I've heard it's like no other, so I'm so excited to party with everybody.
I'm so looking forward to seeing you up here. I'm so happy for the success you've been enjoying, and my gosh, it just seems like every other day there's something new for Haley Benedict.
Oh, thanks, Sean. Yeah, it's been a fun ride, and it's fun getting to share it with people like you and have people like yourself, and that believe in what I'm doing. So I really appreciate it.
Well, I think the other day I was watching you walk into what looked like an abandoned mall to go see a movie on TikTok. So.
Oh, yeah, there's lots of adventures. And then that's, you know, people always are like, oh, touring must just be so, like, glamorous. And, so, you know, you get to play on these cool stages. And while that is, you know, a large part of it, it's actually only like 5% of it. And all the other part is, you know, you're trying to kill time before you've got a show. You're in weird towns on pit stops. And, you know, but it's nice. You get to do it with the band. You get a lot of good bonding time. So, yeah,
love
we definitely
it.
Got a lot of that last summer.
I was going to ask you what platforms you're on, but you're on all of them.
I'm on all of them. Whatever there is, you can probably find me on it. Yeah.
Her name is Haley Benedict, and she's just fantastic. Thanks for calling. I appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Sean. It was so wonderful getting to chat with you this
so
morning.
So happy for you. Yay!
Amazing. Thank you.